Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Meaningful Conversations Radio Show, powered by RD Solutions Marketing Firm. I'm your host, Erica Harrison, and I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to tune into tonight's broadcast. These conversations are meant to uplift, empower, motivate, and encourage you to go from potential to purpose. For each show, we interview business professionals in various industries to share their journey to success. Our mission is to empower world leaders and business professionals like yourself in the marketplace. Today, I have the opportunity to interview Danielle Beatron as we discuss allowing God to realign you. Make sure you like, comment, and share tonight's show. The chat box function is available for anyone to use to ask questions or to make comments, so make sure you make use of that. Danielle is the wife of Lance Beatron. She is originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and now resides in Dallas, Texas. Danielle is a graduate of Southern Louisiana University, where she earned her degree in business management with a concentration in small business and entrepreneurship. She later became a certified business teacher in the state of Louisiana. In 2015, she earned her master's in the art of teaching from Grand Canyon University. She now holds a certification in business education in the state of Texas. Danielle is a 2-time published author of Girl Is Go Time and Sky's Views, Transitioning from Frustration to Freedom. She understands that women often put their dreams to the side to take care of others, but the sideline season is over. It's time to live the life you were created to live. Danielle's also a speaker, a business strategist, and the transitional mentor. She's won the 2020 Triumphant Woman Speaker Award. She was named by Forbes Next 1000 due to her work with helping female entrepreneurs to see in the marketplace. And as the transition mentor, her role is to help women go from stale, stuck, and stagnant through biblical and practical strategies for success. She has a powerful mentorship program called the Transformational Chamber. Without further ado, I would love to welcome you tonight, Miss Danielle Beatron. Make sure that you all share this broadcast. Make sure you grab a pen, a notebook, a piece of paper, whatever you have to do. I know that this episode is definitely going to be one for those that feel exactly stuck and still and want to go from potential to purpose, but also want to have a sense of having that foundation established, those that are kingdom entrepreneurs. This is definitely going to be an episode that you want to tune into. Make sure you share it to your network, also your family and your friends, and get ready. So without further ado, we are going to welcome Miss Danielle on the line. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I am doing good. I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be a guest on Meaningful Conversations. We don't take it lightly, so thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Glad to be here.
Yes. So I read off all the things that you have accomplished thus far in your journey of becoming and being an entrepreneur. But I always love to start the show off with going back to the beginning. And I wanted to ask you, you know, before you developed into the person you are today, what were your dreams and aspirations? What was young Danielle's, you know, what was that dream that you had? What did you want to be growing up?
I can honestly say, like, I don't know if people didn't ask me that question because I don't remember ever answering what I wanted to be necessarily, but I do know by the time I got to high school, I had been dancing for a while, doing liturgical dance, and it was probably my high school senior year when I decided kind of what I wanted to do. And that was to own a dance studio. So
wow.
The first thing I can remember is wanting to own a business.
Wow. well, that is amazing. The reason why I always start off with that question is because I believe all of our routes, you know, discovering our purpose, does not start off with what we're, what we envisioned, what we're doing now, that probably was far from what we thought we will be doing. So tonight's episode, you know, show is really discussing allowing God to realign your purpose. And I know you are a kingdom woman, and, you know, you have a business, but it's very, have strong biblical principles that is foundated on. Tell me a little bit about your personal story, allowing God to realign you as an individual. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, like I said, the first business that I thought I wanted to have was a dance studio. So that was the only reason I went to college, to major in business and own a dance studio. Like, I had no other reason. Had I known that I could have probably been went to a community college and got the same business training, I probably wouldn't even went to a four-year university. But even through all of that, I gained so much from having that experience. And so one of the first ways that got realigned that I can really remember is because I graduated with in business, and my goal was to open a dance studio. And so I attempted to do that maybe 6 months out of college, and it failed miserably. It failed. Even though I had the degree and all this stuff, I did not have the I didn't really know who my target market was. I didn't have the finances to market to them. And I was, and at that moment, I was like, well, God, I must have missed you. Maybe business is not for me. Like, I just thought, okay, well, it failed, so I guess this is not for me. So let me go find something else to do. That was my thing. And it was crushing, but you got to keep moving. And so because I did have the degree, I was able to teach. And when I was like, okay, well, teaching is available, but what do you want to teach? And business was still the thing, right? So even though I wasn't running a business, I still was very passionate about it. And I was like, hey, if I'm going to have to teach anything, it's going to be business. And so as I started the certification process and all of that stuff, while I was doing that, I had a friend. Well, she wasn't even a friend. I just knew her. She had a liturgical dance business in my city, Baton Rouge, and I just called her, got her on my heart, and he was like, just call and see if she needs some help. So I called her. It was random. I said, hey, I know the dance season is starting. Do you need any help? And she said, Danielle, if you wouldn't have called me, I was about to close this down because it was too much for me to handle by myself. And so the business that I knew he wanted me to have that failed, and I thought, well, maybe it's not for me. It wasn't that it wasn't for me. It wasn't the timing. And then I needed to be in partnership with somebody else to do it successfully. So he realigned it. So I was teaching during the day. Both of us were teachers. And then in the evening, we taught dance for 5 years. We had over 100 students, ages 2 to 60, like, and it was a very, very successful. And so that was one of the major, or the one of the first realignments that God did for me, and I saw him through it all.
Wow. You dropped so many nuggets in just that. And, you know, when we talk about realignment, guys, you know, obviously it's changing or to restore the different or former position or state that you're in. And, you know, when you said how you went on it, you were in a certain direction. God is so strategic. Mm-hmm. Like, God does not, he does not hit and miss. Nothing that we do is by coincidence. So for you to have had that passion for dance, like you stated, was ready to go ahead and you started your own business, you know, in dancing. And although that was not the time, like you said, for you, God still connected you to somebody that was still in that same spirit that you were in. And although you could not do it, it's so methodical. And I just like how you said that was one of the first realignments that you went through. So obviously there could be multiple realignments. Tell me, as a, you know, as a coach that you are, the transitional mentor, tell us a little bit about this transitional mentor. Why did you pick that word out of all the words you could have used?
So, because I didn't pick it. It wouldn't have been
no,
me,
I know that's right.
Yes. So I was having a VIP day with my mentor, and I was just kind of telling her where I was at with things. And I had been coaching for pretty much a year at this point. I had been still teaching, like in the classroom, but coaching as well. And I was just kind of, I felt like a pivot, a transition was upon me, but I didn't really know, and transition was not the word I was using. But we talked through who I was and what people came to me for. And as we were talking, and she said, "Danielle, I know who you are. He just told me." And I said, "Well, please tell me, because, you know, I'm kind of in between what I do and what I think I can do and all this stuff." And she said, "God told me to tell you, you are the transition mentor." And then even as he revealed more, he said, "Danielle, when people come in, when you come into people's life, something is ending and something amazing is about to begin. And you're going to be the bridge to help them from one place to the other and help them celebrate what they just completed, because they completed something, and help them fully embrace the new thing that is coming towards them." And even
wow.
This girl is so kind. And all of that, and just what go means and transition, they all about movement. Even when I was teaching dance, it's all about movement. He said, "Your assignment or an anointing is to move women. That's what you do. You move them." Point blank here, no matter how you're doing it, you move them.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot sit still around you, because that means that growth is not happening.
Bob. In your experience of you coming in contact with, you know, various women from different backgrounds, you know, different struggles, what is one of the two things that you believe hinder us from progressing in the purpose that God has for us?
One of the biggest things is the fact that we know ourselves. And we can't get over the fact that, what, I know me, so why would God call me? I know what I've been through. I know how I think. I know what I'm connected to. I know what I have in the bank. The point of you knowing yourself is hindering you more than it's helping you. And because you're knowing yourself in the natural, but God knows who he created. So you're putting yourself up against what you naturally have or naturally do, and God is saying the creation he made, and he knows what he put inside of you, but because you haven't explored it fully yet, because you stopped, "Well, I don't have enough education, so I can't go over there," or, you know, "Where am I gonna get the resources for this?" And, you know, "I don't talk like they talk," or, "I don't look like they look," because the things that we know about ourselves are the things that most likely are hindering us. If we get to know the person that God actually created, there would be no limits. There would be no stopping us. If we saw ourselves the way he sees us and the way the enemy sees us, everybody would be doing exactly what they were called to do. But because you know you and you know what you've been through and your thoughts, that's the thing that's stopping you. So people's thoughts are the things that are holding them hostage, basically, from actually doing it. It's not the resources, not the relationships. If you can get over yourself, you're going to be good to go.
I know that sounded, I don't want to say that it was very direct, but that is needed, honesty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's us. We're in our own way, and the thoughts and the preconceived things that we think about ourselves really blocks us and hinders us. So in your experience, you know, in your own journey, you know, because I truly believe before you can impart into others, you first have to have went through that season, amen, where you have conquered certain things and you've been through And so in your season of transitioning, what were some of the, you know, some of the blockages or things that you had to overcome in order for God to realign you? Because there, it does come with a willingness.
Yes,
you have
definitely.
To be willing. Yeah.
I had to get my voice back. And what I mean by that, when I was elementary, like kindergarten, I was, you know, I was overweight. Let me just put it what it was, right? You know, you feel like chips. It was just what it was. And so, but I was really smart. But because children and just people in the normal, they see the outside first before they get to know you, right? So most people judge before they even get to know your name. And because of that, so I was bullied in elementary school, and I felt like, well, if I don't talk, I won't draw attention to myself. And so I just got really good grades, but I was so quiet. But the crazy thing is, if you hear me now, you were like, I conform to being quiet because I'm like, well, if I don't say anything, then I'm not going to draw attention to myself, so then nobody will talk about me. So I became quiet as a defense mechanism. So there are a lot of people doing stuff as a defense mechanism, and it's really closing off who they were actually created to be. So actually now I know I'm not really a shy person. I'm really not that quiet. But because I didn't want the heat of speaking, I just said, well, I'm going to be quiet so nobody sees me, and I'll just go through life like that. And God told me, he said, no, I gave you a voice from a very young age, but because of what happened or the situation you were in, you made the decision, I'm going to be quiet. I never told you to be quiet. Nobody else ever said that, but you just figured, well, if I do this, that'll stop that from happening. And even when I was out of that situation, I still kept my defense mechanism. Some of us are defending ourselves from an enemy that does not even exist anymore.
That's a mic drop.
And that's who I was. I was still quiet, and I didn't even, like, bullying was not even going on like that. I didn't even look like that anymore, but I was holding on to something that I didn't even need anymore.
Oh, wow. This is really good. I hope that you all are really listening, because when I heard that, the first thing I heard was, one, self-sabotage. You know, self-sabotage is a thing that people deal with, but then also, you know, in that healing is so important for us to go through. And I know that is also a process. In your opinion, do you believe that God can still use you while you're in your healing process?
Oh, most definitely. God can use you in any process. Like, he's the creator, so he can pull out things even while you're healing in this area that you can be leading in another area. You know, so don't think, well, I'm healing and so I can't be used at all. No, even people can heal watching you heal. Like, that's just how good God is. They can watch your healing process, and it can click something in their minds like, oh, wait, that's what I need. So some people don't even know where to start. The fact that you started on a healing is great. You know, like, that's progress, and that can help somebody. So even while you're healing, and even going through the process of healing, other people can be watching you, and they can be healing as well because they see how you're moving through it. Of course, nobody's going to be exactly the same, but at least they see it's possible. So no matter what you're going through, even if it seems lowly, it's still possible to get over it.
Wow, that's so amazing, and I thank you for your transparency, because I often, you know, run into people, and at a certain time in my life, I thought, oh, I have to be, you know, completely healed before God can use me, and I believe that's, you know, obviously that's from the enemy to cause you to think that you can't be used, so I thank you for touching that. So you do a lot of things, Miss Danielle, before you came in on the show, just was reading some of the things that you have been graced and anointed to do. And tell us, you know, accepting the call over your life. I know this is about realignment, but I believe this all plays a factor. But tell us, because you were teaching, and, you know, me, you kind of had a conversation before the show and how God realigned you again. Can you talk to us about that realignment from leaving and transitioning from one space and entering into another space?
Yes, so I was teaching, and I'll tell you, I got another part of the story that we hadn't got the chance to talk about, but yeah, so I was teaching, and I was coaching as well, and so after my talk with my mentor, mentorship came. It was like, Danielle, you've now been graced to mentor, and I had mentored before, but they were girls, like, you know, high school girls, and I was like, wait, women? Like, you want me to mentor women? And God said, listen, you move women. Like, I don't care what I call you to do. You have the grace to do it. And so, yes, that's what we're doing now. And so because of that, I needed that time, because it was new for me, I needed that time to really develop what that mentorship looked like and who I look like as a mentor. And so it was a transition, because I was used to only coaching and mentorship are two different things, just because coaching is, hey, this is what you need to do, first, second, third, here you go. But mentoring, I need to tell you how I did too. And see, that was a place of vulnerability that I had never let people into. I wasn't very open. You know, I would listen to you tell me whatever, and you never had to worry about anybody else hearing about it, but I wasn't being vulnerable. And stepping into mentorship, that was the biggest stretch for me, because now you need to hear my side. You need to hear my story and what God did for me and how it was a struggle and all of these things. And so that transition, it was very different. But I will tell you this, as of 3 weeks ago, I was sitting minding my own business, and I suddenly had the desire to teach again. And I said, God, where did that come from? We were out of the classroom with that. And so I journaled, and he said, Danielle, that desire is not evil. It's getting dark in there. I need you to go back.
Wow.
So as of July 25th, I am now teaching again. I went to work today and had a classroom full of students.
Wow. Look, you know, that's so, you know, God is just funny sometimes. You just sit back and you're just like, wow, it's like that full circle moment.
Yes.
And you said that you stepped away. How long, you know, how many years? Was it 2-3 years that you stopped teaching when God first initially transitioned you?
Yeah, it was actually a 4 year. So I stopped. I didn't teach at all of, 2021, 2022 school year. I had no intentions of teaching. This year, like, it was not even on my mind, and it was God, because when I walked in the interview, she said, before she even introduced herself, she said, did God send you down from heaven? Like, that was her words out of her mouth. Today, at the end of the interview, she said, look, we had other applicants, but when your resume came through, we paused all that until we can interview you.
Favor. Wow.
And so within 48 hours from the time he gave me the desire and I interviewed, in 48 hours I had a new position.
Look at, you know, can we just give God praise? Listen, I know this is not, but we're going to talk about God, okay? Y'all know I do not have a problem at all, and I'm not ashamed. God is so good, and, you know, and the fact that you're making impact on all spectrums, you know, on both sides, I think that is definitely a beautiful thing, because God is not doing anything again by coincidence. So how do you juggle, you know, doing everything? Because that's the next question. You're a wife,
yeah.
You know, you have, obviously, you know, your business that God has given you. You're an author, you're a speaker.
Uh-huh.
I know you have some things coming up soon that we're going to talk about, but how do you juggle everything?
The grace of God. But I will say this, because, and what I've known and noticed, when God gives you an assignment, because this might help, you know, other people, when God gives you an assignment, the best thing to do is start when he tells you to start. That way you won't get overwhelmed, because when it's due, it's going to be due. He don't want it. But if you start when he tells you to start, you have the grace to complete it in the time frame that you've been given. It's only when you start procrastinating. It's only when you start saying, well, God, I don't know, and am I good enough, and what about her? Maybe she can do it. Mm-hmm. It's only when you spend and waste time doing things like that that you start to feel overwhelmed. If you take every assignment and do it in the time frame that he's given you and graced you for it, the peace and the overwhelm won't even exist, because nothing, even if you're doing multiple things at one time, you won't feel pressured. When you feel pressured, you no longer are able to give yourself grace. When you take grace away, that's when the overwhelm comes. That's when the burnout comes. That's when the exhaustion comes, frustration, because you have waited to the last moment, because you spent 3 months trying to talk God out of it, and he meant what he said. Now, you can say no, and he will pass it on to somebody else. I truly believe that there are some assignments that I'm doing right now that they weren't originally for me, but somebody said no, and I just happened to be the one that said yes.
Girl, you are giving some mic drops on tonight, okay? This is needed. Why? Because this is really a reality, and I think we take things too lightly. Even us that, you know, identify as the kingdom entrepreneur woman, you know, being called into the marketplace, that and sometimes we struggle, and we use the grace of God as an excuse. So I love how you brought that up, that there's a grace that is released when God is giving you an assignment, but also if you choose not to do it, he will raise someone else to do it. So I want to get into what you have going on, because there's some exciting news. I follow you on social media, and you have been posting about it, and I know there's a lot of excitement. Tell us about your annual event that you have each year. Boots on the Ground is the theme, I believe, this year.
Yes.
Boots on the Ground, September 10th. Tell us a little bit about this conference that you're having.
Yes. So Boots on the Ground, it was actually, so last year was our first year doing the conference, and before the first conference was over, God had already gave me the title for this conference, and I was like, wait, what's going on? And so I wasn't going to do it this year. I was like, oh, well, we just released the book, you know, we'll do it in 2023. He said, no, ma'am, what year did I tell you to do it? I told you this year. And so Boots on the Ground was basically kind of what I just said, that there are a lot of people doing assignments that weren't originally theirs because other people said no. But if everybody gets their boots on the ground and does the thing that God told them to do, there will be less overwhelm. There will be less people, like, having to run the list down of all this stuff they do, because everybody is doing what they were called to do. And a lot of times the problem is not that you don't want to do the assignment. It's more, am I qualified to do it, or what happens if I mess up? A lot of women are not moving because they're afraid to make the wrong mistake. But the God I serve, he's a rerouting God. But you got to move to be rerouted. You have to at least turn left when you're supposed to turn right to be rerouted. If you're sitting on your couch, there's no there's nothing to reroute. So to even know if you made a mistake or not. What if that was the right thing to do? Or if it wasn't, he can reroute you. It's not a end-all, be-all type situation. So Boots on the Ground is meant to help you transition from a civilian to a cadet. We have work to do. There are souls that need to be saved, and you just doing whatever that thing is that you feel comfortable doing, or, you know, at one time God did call you for that and it was an assignment, but you made it your life's mission, and God's like, hey, it's time to move on. Like, you done with that. I got other stuff for you to do, but you got comfortable with the paycheck and you like the house you get to stay in because you keep that job and the retirement looks pretty good now, so how can I move? And God is like, no, boots on the ground, I got something for you to do. And it might be attached to where you are, but it might mean you have to move. When people are in the military, they have to deploy. They don't usually do what he calls them to do where they are currently. There's some movement that has to take place. And so for boots on the ground, we're taking you through basic training. So we have a speaker. She's going to be talking about the requirements of what a cadet is. And then our panel, we have somebody talking about health and fitness. Then we have somebody else talking about a pastor that's going to talk about the spiritual side. And then we have a trademark attorney. So if you're in business, how to really set up your business for success. And you might say, oh, well, my business started 2 days ago, I don't need to get a trademark. But that name, somebody might want it. And the longer you wait, the more open you are to having it taken by a bigger company or whoever. And then we have somebody, our other speaker, she's talking about how to avoid the trip wires. And if you do trip, how do you get back up again? Because that's the thing. Getting back up again is the thing that most people are afraid that they won't be able to bounce back. And then I'm going to end it out with, who are you going to do this with? Who is your accountability? Who is your girl tribe? How do you connect with these women that are your prayer partners and your travel buddies and your business besties? Like, where are these women and how do you make genuine connections with them? And then at the end, you're going to get your marching orders. That's how we're going to end it out. So you are going to have a full day of growth, a full day of empowerment, a full day of knowing, hey, God called me. He gave me a mission. He gave me an assignment. And now I have practical strategies to go ahead and fulfill that thing.
This is amazing. I am excited. I know when, you know, because me, you are also alumni of Cornell Women's Entrepreneurship Program. And when you started to share the flyer, there were a lot of women that were going like, oh, my God, because the theme, guys. I mean, she is in camo, okay, with the boots. Like, it's for real. It is not a game, okay? And you could just tell by her facial expression. I'm talking to you like you're not here present on the phone, but, you know, you can tell the seriousness of it. And this is a virtual event, guys, so please make sure you go to girlisgoldtime.com because they do have a sale that is currently going on that I think that you will definitely be able to benefit from, but that ends September the 7th. So make sure you go ahead and you check that out. I will definitely go ahead and have the link listed below. Thank you so much for talking about that. And then I'm not sure if you already started, but the Transformational Chamber. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. So let me give you a discount code for Boots on the Ground. So if you're listening live, hey, take advantage because I think it expires Saturday. You can use the code BOOTS, one word, and you can save $10 on your ticket. And then we have Sizzle at checkout. So if you want to split the payment, do what you need to do. But we would love to have you.
Well, I thank you so much for giving us that discount code. Again, that is BOOTS, one word. Make sure you go ahead and you go to girlisgoldtime.com. Again, make sure you go and grab your ticket now. Thank you so much for extending that to our audience. We appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about the Transformational Chamber.
Yes, so the Transformation Chamber, that was the program that we started at the beginning of the year. So we're moving into our second cohort. The Transformation Chamber, even the name, I said, okay, God, a mentorship program, what's the name? And I was corn cereal minding my own business again. And God said, the Transformation Chamber. And I said, huh? And so, I mean, I'm a Family Matters type of girl, so I know what the transformation chamber is. Steve walk in, he come out, he step on. I get it. And God said, go look up the definition for transformation. So I did, and transformation is an undeniable and dramatic change that is that nobody can say, oh, well, it was just a fluke or it was just a coincidence. It's something that is undeniable and dramatic, like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. There is no way you can say that that is essentially the same thing. You can tell that it's something has happened with it. And so he told me the way that women walk into the transformation chamber will not be the way that they walk out. So the transformation chamber is a 6-month mentorship program for women. In this previous cohort, we had women ages 19 was our youngest and 60 was our oldest. So it's for women of all ages. Everybody got what they needed from the program. So it includes 6 on-demand mentorship sessions, and then you get guided peer sessions. So that's live sessions with me. And we have discussion questions, right? I want to make sure that you understand what was being taught and how to apply it to your life, because that's the big thing. Like, I know as a teacher, just in general, I can talk to you all day, but until you know how to apply it to your life, it's just information. And so through those discussion sessions, you'll understand how to apply it to your life. And here are other people are applying it to theirs. It's for accountability. Listen, I hold people. So if you tell me I'm going live at 5:00, at 4:59, I'm waiting for the thing to turn colors. Like, that's who I am.
Right.
That is who I am.
Wow, and that, so, you know, and when you brought up the teacher, how everything, like you said, there's a difference from being a mentor and, you know, a coach, like, you know, there is a difference, and even how God has given you to the ability to be a teacher in the, like, not just teaching people in the area of business and, you know, that space, but actually this is a profession that you do as well. So how God just is so strategic in the alignment. Let me, you know, ask you this one thing as we're, you know, getting ready to come to a close. In a season where you're, you know, in a space of uncertainty, I can't talk, guys. I don't know what's going on. And God is redirecting you. What are some things you would remind our audience tonight to keep in mind to help us through that transitional time?
He's redirecting you, but he's already on the other side. You are the person that is going through it, but having the part, he already knows what's on the other side of it. So you need to trust his redirection. When it would be different if your little sister was trying to redirect your life, who's younger than you, probably knows a lot less than you. You might, you know, might want to rethink that. But the person that created you and already knows the end at the beginning, why wouldn't you trust him? And the only thing that is going to make you feel like you shouldn't is because of time. If it might feel like it's taking too long. But as you're going through the process of the redirecting, the things that you are learning along the way are going to make sure you are able to sustain wherever he's taking you to, because you can probably get there on your own, but how long will you last?
I want to say something so bad. Ooh, they're not ready for that kind of talk. Did you just say sustain? You can get there. You can do things to get there in the natural, but how long would it sustain? You know, I agree with you 100%. I always talk about longevity and sustainability.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to be able to sustain, you know, in that capacity? That was so amazing, so good. Has your cohort, because I know it starts in August, has it already started already?
Yeah, so what we decided to do, so nobody has missed anything. Orientation is going to be September 13th. So nobody's missed anything. We decided to push it back to right after the conference. So everybody that hears about it from now until then, you hopping in at the beginning with everybody else. So, yes. Yeah, girlisgotime.com, Transformation Chamber, you can still sign up. We have a paid in full option, or we have a monthly payment option. And monthly is just $125 a month. And you get the community, and we have a retreat at the end of the cohort, and it's absolutely amazing. It's called the Reveal Retreat. You're presenting the new you.
Wow. You have to get in on this right here. If you don't, you know, I highly suggest you do, because,
yes,
listen, I don't even have to go back and try to convince, okay? The proof is in the pudding. Again, like, ladies, amen, you know, definitely supporting the movement, are a part of the movement, and
mm-hmm.
you are definitely making impact. So I am so excited, and I look forward, you know, to even, you know, possibly participating in some things as well, because I believe that you can learn from those that have went ahead in different areas of you, and that can impart information to you. So guys, make sure you take her up on that offer, Ms. Danielle, on her offer. Well, thank you so much for tonight's interview. I thank you. Were there any ending words or any last bit of encouragement? Although I know everything you have said has been encouragement, but is there anything that you want to end off this show saying?
Yes. So for anybody listening, and if you have been finding yourself in a place of transition, you just feel like, it, you know, everything that you knew is just not beneficial anymore. You're not growing in that thing. Don't start to feel like, well, but maybe I'm just being ungrateful because I asked God for that job, or I asked God to. That's a telltale sign that God might be ready to move you. You're feeling like, oh, I don't want to be ungrateful. God, like, no, you were grateful. I'm glad you were grateful, but I'm ready to move you somewhere else. So don't let your feelings of ungratefulness make you stay somewhere where God does not have the grace on your life anymore, because you don't want to be ungrateful, but do you want to live without the grace? And so you have to discern which area you're in.
Wow, that is so powerful, because there are so many, this is what I'm saying, you all have to get in with this chamber, because whether it's boots on the ground, I believe, both of them are going to be beneficial, but again, mm-hmm. she said that the chamber is a 6-month
uh-huh.
program, and you said, hello,
I'm here.
The Transformation Chamber is a 6-month program, and you have the option of doing month by month. But, you know, they say it takes 30 days, but this is
mm-hmm.
also spiritual-based well. So it's not just like any coach, any regular coach. No, this is going to
mm-hmm.
give you some real biblical application and practical, like she has stated, we mentioned earlier in the show, but understand that she is a kingdom woman, so there is a different kind of anointing and grace that she operates in, that I'm pretty sure she will, you know, by you joining and being able to partake, that will be an impartation that is given. So I really suggest that you go to girlisgotime.com. I thank you so much for your time on tonight, being a guest on Meaningful Conversations. This was such an amazing episode. I thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me. I absolutely
yes.
enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to, you know, possibly having you again on the show. I know you have a busy schedule, but we would love to have you again soon.
Me. We will make it work, okay?
Thank you so much. Well, you have a blessed evening, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you all so much for taking the time to tune into tonight's episode. Again, everything that was mentioned tonight was definitely needed. I believe that God knows where we're all at and that he'll give you an on-time word for the season that you're currently in or about to enter into. And this is why we have this show called Meaningful Conversations, because not only do we talk about where you're going, but also some of the things that you might be dealing with right now and how that's going to help you to fully see the fulfillment of the purpose that God has on your life. You know, these episodes range from a complexity of different topics. It's not just one thing. So I hope that you all were able to get the gems, the tools that was given on tonight. Make sure you listen to the show again and know that next week, August the 26th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, meet me here again, and we're going to be speaking with Carolyn Lamley as we discuss change your mindset and prepare your life. This is going to be a good show. Make sure you tune in to the show on August the 26th, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, you know where you can find me at. Go to www.rdsolutionsmarketingfirm.com. Also, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and also LinkedIn. I'm very active on all three platforms. I thank you all for your continuous support. Thank you for the listeners that have been tuning in to the show. Also know that we have some viewers that have been listening in Japan. So most of our audience is based out of the United States, but I do see that we are entering to different country, so I'm excited about that. Make sure you like, comment, and share these shows with a friend, and listen to it in your downtime. We have about 9 episodes. Well, this will be the 9th episode, but we have 8 other episodes that you will be able to listen to. Make sure you do that. All right, guys. Well, I'll talk to you later. Have a good evening, and see you August the 26th. Bye-bye.